Title: Auditioning Breaks Efficiently, Using Session View Intermediate. All right, let's build a session view workflow that turns break hunting into something fast, musical, and honestly kind of addictive. Because in drum and bass, you're not choosing between 5 loops. You're usually chewing through 50, 100, sometimes 200 breaks before one finally has the right swing, the right grit, and the right ghost note movement. If you're doing that by dragging audio into arrangement over and over, you're basically forcing your brain to work in slow motion. Session View is the cure. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable break auditioning rig where you can drop in breaks quickly, warp them correctly, switch between them in time with the track, layer lows from one break with tops from another, and then print the winner as a clean loop that's ready to arrange. The goal is simple. You should be able to choose and commit a break in under a minute once the system is set up. Let's go. First, set up a context that makes your decisions readable. Set your project tempo to a drum and bass range, 172 to 175 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Now create a simple musical loop. One MIDI track with a sub or a res is enough. It can literally be one note. Add a stab or pad if you want, but don't overbuild. We're not writing the whole song yet. We're creating a testing ground. Teacher tip: a break that sounds insane on its own can be completely wrong once the bass shows up. The bass line is the truth serum, so keep that bass playing while you audition. Now we're going to create the core tracks in Session View. Make 4 audio tracks. Track 1. Name it Break Bank. Track 2. Break Layer, Tops. This is optional, but it's super useful. Track 3. Kick Snare Anchor. Also optional, but I'm telling you now, it's one of the best ways to stop yourself from picking breaks for the wrong reasons. Track 4. Resample Print. This is where we commit audio so we don't lose momentum. Now press Tab and make sure you're in Session View. This is our playground. Next, we're going to build a clean, general-purpose break processing chain on the Break Bank track. Dock Ableton devices only. Start with EQ8. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. This isn't a mixing flex. It's just removing sub rumble that can trick you into thinking a break is heavier than it really is. If the break feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it. We're auditioning, not surgically mixing. Next, add drum bus. Set dry somewhere like 5 to 15%. Depending on how aggressive you want the breaks to feel. Crunch can be subtle, like 0 to 10. It adds bite. Turn boom off in most cases. Classic breaks usually don't need extra low resonance added artificially while you're choosing them. Use damp to tame harshness if the top gets spitty. Then add saturator. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is going to keep the break feeling controlled and loud enough to judge without constantly changing faders. Then add glue compressor. Attack at 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You want together, not flattened. Then add utility at the end. If you have bass mono available in your version of live, mono the bass below around 120 Hz, and use utility gain for quick level matching between breaks. The point of this chain is consistency. You want every break to pass through the same lens so you can actually compare them. Coach note: try to keep auditioning and mixing as two separate mental states. If you overprocess now, you'll pick breaks because your chain is flattering them, not because the loop is actually good for the track. If you want to go further, you can put this whole chain into an audio effect rack and create a macro called Audition versus MIX. In audition mode, you might use a slightly higher high pass, a touch more glue, maybe a little safety limiting. In mix mode, you back off anything that biases your choice. Now let's load breaks in a way that stays fast and correct. Drag break loops from your browser into the Break Bank track. You can do them one by one, or in small handfuls while you're exploring. Each file becomes its own clip in Session View. Then for each clip, double-click it to open Clip View. First, confirm warp is on. Then check the original tempo, the seg BPM. If the file name tells you, like MN165, type that in. If it's wrong, you can correct it with warp markers, but don't get lost in warp surgery yet. We're trying to move quickly. Set warp mode to beats for breaks most of the time. Set preserve to transients. Start the envelope around 50 to 70. Now set your clip loop length. Most breaks are 1 or 2 bars. Turn loop on and make sure it loops cleanly. And here's the big one. Verify the first downbeat. If bar 1 is wrong, everything you judge after that is wrong. The groove will feel late or rushed, and you'll blame the brake when it's actually just misaligned warping. Quick pre-flight note, in Ableton's preferences, you can choose how auto warp behaves for long samples. For brake hunting, you want predictability. If you mostly use 1-4 bar loops, auto warp can be helpful, but you still have to verify that first downbeat every time. Consistency beats correct by accident. Now let's make switching brakes feel instant and musical. At the top of live, set global quantization to 1 bar. That means every time you launch a brake clip, it'll switch on the bar line, perfectly in time. If you want faster switching later, you can try half a bar, or for fills, you can set certain clips to 1/8 or 1/16 launch quantization, but keep your main workflow stable. 1 bar is a great default. Now let's add the anchor groove, because this is where your choices get smarter fast. On the kick snare anchor track, build a simple DNB pattern. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Optionally, add a ghost kick leading into the snare if that's your style. Use a drum rack with clean one-shots. Keep it simple. Then keep that anchor playing while you audition breaks. Why? Because it tells you whether the break supports your groove or fights it. Some breaks have beautiful ghost notes but weak main hits. In that case, you can high-pass the break and let your anchor kick and snare provide the punch, while the break becomes texture and movement. Now let's level up into layering mode, splitting breaks into low, mid, and top lanes. Duplicate your break bank track twice. Rename them break LOW, break mid, and break top. Now put EQs on each. On break low, low pass around 180 to 250 Hz. Mono the lows with utility. This lane is all about weight and stability. On break mid, band pass roughly 200 Hz to about 4.5 kHz. This is the wood, the body, the smack that reads on most speakers. On break top, high pass somewhere around 4 to 7 kHz. This is hats, air, the crisp movement. You can shape brightness with auto filter or EQ8. This is where it gets fun. You can audition the same break as tops, while swapping a low layer from another break. That's a very jungle and rollers friendly approach. And it's way faster than chopping for hours just to find out the vibe isn't right. Now for the session view magic. Follow actions. Select a group of clips in break bank. Think 8 to 16 breaks to start. In clip view, enable follow action. Set the time to 2 bars, or 4 bars if you want more listening time. Set action A to next, action B to next, and make it 100% next. Now launch the first clip and let Ableton cycle through breaks automatically while your bass loop and anchor are playing. This is the crate digging machine. You're not stopping playback. You're not losing the vibe. You're just hearing option after option in context. If you want a more chaotic mode, switch follow action to any, 100%. That's like shuffling through a record bag at high speed. Now, we need to talk about not getting fooled by loudness. Louder almost always sounds better, especially when you're tired, especially when you're excited, and especially when you're auditioning drums. So here's a simple fix. Temporarily put a limiter at the end of your break chain. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. Then use utility gain to level match between breaks by ear. You're aiming for similar perceived loudness, not identical peaks. If you want an extra layer of truth, add spectrum after the chain and watch for low-end buildup differences. Some breaks will look bigger, but it's just low-mid fog. You want punch, not mod. And another quick A/B trick. Put utility on your master temporarily and map mono to a key or macro. Listen in mono sometimes. If the break's energy disappears, it might be all side information and hype, and it won't translate the way you think. Also, keep CPU stable. If your set starts lagging, clip launching feels less immediate, and your workflow slows down. Freeze heavy synths if needed. Save the fancy reverbs and oversampling for later. Right now, we're hunting. Now, when you find a winner, don't just think I'll remember this. Commit it immediately. Go to resample print. Set audio from to resampling, or if you prefer tighter control, set it to the group or bus that contains your break layers. Arm resample print. Then record 2-4 bars of the break playing with your processing. After recording, consolidate it and label it properly. For example, 174 amen top plus think low dark glue 2 bar. Coach note, print 2 versions on purpose. One version that's raw, minimal shaping, safer for later mix decisions, and one version that's shaped, basically what you were vibing with during audition. That way, you can arrange fast with the shaped one, but you still have a clean option if the mix demands it later. Now, once you have 2 or 3 winners, you can turn the whole audition process into arrangement ideas. Record a live performance from session view into arrangement view. Launch breaks. Switch tops. Mute the anchor. Bring it back. Use faster quantization just for a fill moment. This is how you get natural DNB structure without overthinking it. Intro. Filter tops only. Drop. Full break plus anchor. Midsection. Swap to an alternate break. Fills. Quick stutters when you temporarily switch a fill clip to 1/8 quantization. If you want to go even further, you can create dummy clips. These are empty audio clips that only automate things like filter cutoff, send amounts to reverb or distortion returns, or utility gain for quick drops. Launching dummy clips alongside your breaks gives you transitions instantly, without drawing automation for 20 minutes. Now, decision management. Because if you're auditioning dozens of breaks, you need a system. Use clip colors and naming as your decision workflow. Green means usable right now. Yellow means keep for later or needs editing. Red means not for this track. And name clips with quick notes. Stuff like, Amen 2 bar 174 swingy tops nice. Or think 165 to 174 dark roomy. This seems small, but when you come back tomorrow, it saves you from re-auditioning the same stuff. Let's quickly hit the common mistakes so you can dodge them. Mistake 1. Warping the wrong downbeat. Always verify bar 1. Mistake 2. Using complex or complex pro warp on breaks and smearing transients. Try beats first. Mistake 3. Auditioning break solo, not in context with bass. Mistake 4. Not level matching, which makes you pick the loudest break. Mistake 5. Overprocessing too early. Keep the audition chain general purpose. And for darker, heavier DNB, a few fast pro moves. Consider a parallel distortion return. Saturator into a Q8 high pass around 200 Hz into glue compressor. Send your mids and tops to it for bite without destroying dynamics. If a break is too clicky or harsh, don't abandon it instantly. Try reducing drum bus transients slightly, or dip around 3 to 6 kHz with EQ8. This audio version is shortened for playback.